to me meant that God wants to be in relationship with all people. God wants to be in relationship with him. Wants us to be in relationship with him. For you see, healing comes in many different forms. The 10 lepers experienced one kind of healing, and that was physical. But Jesus was thinking beyond their physical or external healing. He was looking at their souls. He was concerned about their souls. The Samaritan came back to Jesus and entered into a relationship. For you see, he needed forgiveness of his sins, just like we do. The Samaritan needed healing of the inner wounds. Imagine being a person who has been kicked out of the church, kicked out of the community, ostracized from society just because we've got a little rash on our bodies. Can you imagine how hurt these people were inside? How internally wounded they were? Healing in that regard as well. And then dealing with that stigma, if you will, of being a leper, and how that affected not just the community, but even your own family couldn't have anything to do with you. That's the healing that the Samaritan needed as well. Jesus says, where are the other nine? Jesus wants to heal our souls as well as our bodies. But the blessings of forgiveness, the blessings of healing of inner wounds, the blessings of bearing the burdens of life only come through a relationship with God, through Jesus Christ. That's the only place we can get those gifts, those blessings. God wants to be in relationship with every single person he has created. The question is, have we responded to that invitation? And then secondly, I think, like the nine, we sometimes forget to count our many blessings. Sometimes we forget how blessed we are. The other day, I was on my morning walk, as I usually am, at about 6:30 through my development, and I usually walk about 3 miles and gives me lots of time. I call it my prayer walk. Yeah, I listen to Dan Gaffney a little bit in there, but most of the time it's praying to God. Got to catch up on the latest stuff, you know. But, you know, I shut off the thing and listen to God. And the other day I was preparing for this message, and I was just trying to think, you know, how blessed am I? What are some of my blessings? Well, I first of all thank God for a godly wife. And for my family. I still have my mother with me. She's 75 years old this year. Thankful for my family, but primarily my wife. I am thankful for a home that God has provided, and I am thankful for you, the people of Bethel Church, who, of course, you know, you support your pastor in many different ways, and I'm grateful for your love and for your giving and for your faithfulness to support the ministry here at Bethel Church. I'm thankful for good health. I can stand here and say I don't have an ache or a pain, and that may change tomorrow. Of course, I hope not. I'm going on vacation tomorrow. I don't want any aches or pains tomorrow, unless it's from casting too much. I don't know. I'm thankful for so many things, and I kind of made a faux pas the other week when I was presented with a gift from the Friday afternoon Bible study group. Remember? They gave us a gift, and I, like a dummy, I guess I was moving on to the next thing, forgot to open it, and it was, I hope you'll accept my apologies for not opening that. But you know what they blessed me with? Pat and I, a gift card to the Buttery for brunch. What a wonderful, over-the-top, extravagant blessing. Thank you so, so much for that gift. And of course, all the many other blessings, the blessings of Camp Pocomoth. If you haven't been to Camp Pocomoth, you need to ride over there to Centerville, Chestertown area, and visit Camp Pocomoth and see the good things that are happening there. I can't wait to get over and see the construction site of the retreat center. I could go on and on with all the blessings that God has blessed me with. But ultimately, the greatest blessing of all is my salvation. My salvation that Jesus died for to give me as a gift. What other blessing do we need? We really don't need anything else. That is enough. If God never blessed me with another thing, that was enough. That is enough. Because that's all that really matters. Amen? I've never been seriously ill, thank God, and I praise God. And another blessing. I've never been in the hospital overnight. Had a few kidney stones here and there, but other than that, nothing really serious. But I have needed God's healing in many, many different ways. I've needed healing just like you have needed healing. And I have cried out in the watches of the night and on my prayer walk and in different times of the day, Jesus, Master, have mercy upon me. For you see, I have sinned against God, as you have. And I have sinned against God's people, and I have said things that I'm sorry for. I've said things that have been hurtful, even to my wife. And so I need the healing from sin every single day. I have not known what to do in some situations and had to make choices. And so I have needed the healing of God's wisdom. I have had to do some difficult things in my ministry and even before my ministry, like standing at the bedside of a dying loved one and to see a husband and wife say their final goodbyes, to bury, literally bury with my own hands, a baby, a stillborn baby for a very poor family who didn't have the money to have a proper funeral, to be with a family in the ER after a horrible car accident, and to try to bring comfort and a sense of God's peace and presence in a very horrific experience. And some of you have been there and know what I'm talking about. Yes, I've needed God's strength, healing strength, for that. And I have been in meetings where I have felt tension and anxiety and turmoil and despair. And that was just one board meeting. And I've needed the healing of God's grace. Just kidding. Just kidding. I think. I have been hurt by people's words, as I'm sure you have as well. And so I need the healing of God's tender love. And like the lepers, I have cried out to Jesus, but I have also been healed. I have also been healed. But then what? What is my response? What should my response, our response, be to these blessings? Like the nine, I sometimes have forgotten to say thank you. When those moments of grace, those grace moments, I call them, have happened, those God moments, and I realize that God has blessed me. Sometimes I've just said, well, well, wasn't that nice? And moved on. How stupid. God, forgive me for missing the opportunity to fall on my face, if not physically, figuratively, and say thank you and to give God praise. For you see, I know that I cannot live. I can't even take my next breath apart from God's grace. And so I am grateful. And I try to be grateful each and every day. And I have made up my mind, like the Samaritan leper, that when I realize God has graced me with a blessing, if it's nothing more than say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise be to God for your insurmountable love. We are approaching the season of Thanksgiving, aren't we? Did you realize Thanksgiving's not that far away? Which means Christmas can't be far behind. Today, I want to challenge you and myself to count your blessings, name them one by one, and see what God has done. And give thanks to the source of all of our blessings. Are you grateful this morning? Say amen. I know you're grateful for something. If it's for nothing more than just being able to get up this morning and come here. I'm grateful for your children, grateful for your homes and for your families and so forth. And that's wonderful. But let's not forget to praise God, as our last person on the end here, Danny, said. Let's figure out ways in which we can live for God and give praise to God and offer our lives as living sacrifices in praise to Almighty God. Research shows that grateful people are healthier in mind and body and spirit. Did you know that? Grateful people feel better about themselves, and they're more optimistic. And grateful people are more likely to help other people in need. Blessed to be a blessing. That's what we are as people of God. I want you to leave here today knowing that you are healed in every way. Not just your physical ailments, but your spiritual ailments, your emotional ailments, your mental ailments, whatever issues you have. Cry out to Jesus, "Have mercy upon me, O God," and give praise and glory to God in your healing. Remember that it's a grateful faith, not a gimme faith, that saves us. To God be the glory and the praise for the healing that is given through Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Oh God, we all need that reminder each and every day of where our blessings come from. Lord, I know that there is much healing needed in all of our lives, in marriages, in relationships, in the church, between different people in our church and in our community. And Lord, let us not forget the physical needs, the emotional needs and hurts. And Lord, as we cry out to you for healing, as we cry out to you for mercy, and we experience the healing, it may not happen overnight. And sometimes healing takes time. We know that. Let us not forget to give praise and to give glory to you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Like the 10th leper, let us fall on our face in gratitude and give thanks to God for your grace and your mercy. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.